Elevated Landscape, this is German.
Oh, hi. Is this Elevated Landscaping?
Yes, this is me.
Oh, hi. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, good. How you doing?
Good. You said your name was Herman?
Yeah, it's Hedemann. It's pronounced like, it's still like German, but it's pronounced Hedemann.
Oh, cool. That's cool. I love it. Okay, so I was just following up because someone had filled out an inquiry on our website, and I'm not sure if you already have an account with us or if you were looking for information.
Well, the thing is, I wanted to see, the problem is I just need to know with you guys, Local Splash, you guys are not part of Angie's List, right?
No, we're a separate company.
Well, the thing is right now, what I'm realizing is I'm transferring over my contractor license to this new entity. So
okay.
I don't know if that's going to keep me from kind of setting up with you guys or anybody, which I'm realizing you guys need it to be under the right company and active. So that's only my only delay right now is waiting. It should be about 30 days right now until I get that completed. So I don't know if that is going to make a difference.
I see. Okay. So the only program you would need to have, you know, everything match and to have a valid business license and insurance for and do the background check and all of that is just if you did the Google Guaranteed program. If you do the regular optimization on Google, then you don't have to worry about any of that. All Google will want to know is that you're a trusted business in the area so that they'll protect you from other companies trying to come into your backyard, excuse me, and steal clients. So where are you located?
I'm in Lake Elsinore as far as where I'm located.
Lake Elsinore, okay. So we would, should you decide to sign up, we would send you an email that Google would give you, you know, a couple of suggestions. So let's say that the new license isn't in the same business name that you're wanting to promote as of yet. They'll still accept if you have a work truck with tools, a picture of that, if you have an invoice with your address, anything like that that would solidify to them that you're a valid business in the area. And then you say the license would be official in, what, 4 weeks or so?
Yeah, so I pretty much transferred over to the company. I had it with a business partner. We worked together, and then I went on my own, so I'm transferring everything. But what I do have, like, for example, under the new company, Elevated Landscapes, I do have invoices. You know, I've already done projects. I have a general liability insurance. I'm setting up payroll. It's going to be under LLC here soon, probably by the end of today, to be honest. And then so it'll be under LLC. But I have already invoices I use my home address. I do have an office suite space that I use for, like, honestly, I own restaurants too. So just kind of give you a backside. I've owned a lot of restaurants, but I bought this new landscaping company, so I hadn't used my contractors in a while, and I transferred it over. But
okay.
The idea is I'm using my office suite over there as just the business address because I can still do paperwork. I can do everything from there. But
yes.
My trucks and everything are in my house. That is my personal address. The van's getting wrapped right now. We have a Sprinter van that's going to be to the landscaping company. We obviously have tools. We have company shirts. We have business cards. You know, I can go get a quick business license with the city of Lake Elsinore just to be as a registered business.
Yeah. So I love everything you just told me. I think that you're really taking your marketing with the new company aggressively, and that's awesome. I love the fact that you're wrapping the Mercedes Sprinter van, you're getting T-shirts. All of that branding that you're doing locally in the community, we can do that branding for you virtually online so that, you know, when people see your logo, they automatically know that it's associated with you. It sounds like you have a big crew going on too, right, since you're setting up payroll and everything?
Yeah, we have about a good six-man crew right now. I mean, we do have more, but I'm also you know, I have big projects coming up, but I wanted I want to be able to get exposure out there, like where people like, because, you know, a lot of people are going to search up when they want to get a landscape job. It's hard to find just somebody, you know, right now, if I want to get turf, right, most likely people are going to go to get knowledge first. They're going to Google turf, right?
Yes.
How much is the average cost for a turf? That's probably one of the first approaches. So they're going to say, oh, you know, turfs can range from 4,000 to 10,000 depending on square footage and location, whatever, blah, blah. Well, then I know Yelp is another thing. They'll go and look for a company locally around them, right, to see what the reviews are. People want to see that. So I just want to get my name, you know, up there exposed where people could find us, at least give us an opportunity, because I really feel like we are a fair, you know, when it comes to prices, and I see how a lot of people get taken advantage of. I'm not in this industry because I need money. I'll be honest with you. I'm well off already. I wanted to do is create dreams for my partner and all the other employees and elevate them and get them to be able to, you know, it's more like helping them out so he could start his company, his brand. It's a project we took on, but it's really to give customers that, you know, the $1 million home without spending it. And I think that's where you can make your home look so nice with just being creative. But a lot of times time is so valuable for everybody that they're not willing to take the time to do that. So there's just things like that where I want to be able to get, you know, if someone is really wanting to do something, you know, that they can find us, at least give us a shot so we can help them out and really be give them, you know, some honest information for them to make a good decision for what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what we do. We're a data service provider to Google, right? We have a premier partnership with Google, so we specialize in putting your company in front of potential clients that are looking to hire you at the time they need you. Google calls that a micro moment. So your example using TERP, we would program you into all of the different keywords associated with what you do. So if someone's searching for landscaping, landscape design, turf, you know, shrubs, anything that has to do with the services that you offer, we would now make sure that your company shows up front and center every single time. And I'm curious, since all of this is, you know, kind of aligning exactly with what you want to do, how did you actually find out about Local Splash?
I'll be honest with you guys, I got referred over to you guys.
Oh, okay.
So my two other friends.
Herman, the phone cut out. I don't know. Can you hear me still?
Can you hear me?
Oh, there. Now I can hear you. So what you were saying, two other friends?
Yeah, two other friends referred me over to you guys. I asked them what they use, and I said, we use something called Local Splash.
Okay.
And that's how one of my friends got started. Obviously, now they're well off, and, you know, they got a lot of referrals that come in. So I just want to, again, get a opportunity to get more leads and at least, you know, get more customers that I could possibly, you know, get in front of. So that's kind of why I'm with you guys. But again, I'm realizing that even with Angie's List, they wanted to, you know, I don't want to give them my information with my old contracted license, right? I wanted to see if I, you know, do it without it, but they were like, no, it has to be set up. So even with you guys through the Google part, if we can go through that other part, so you say we can go through the Google side of it?
Yep. We can send you the email where Google will give you suggestions as to things that you can send, which will allow them to publish you. And all of that, it sounds like you already have the invoice with the new business name, the work truck with, you know, some tools, things like that. There are 7 items on that email that they'll suggest to you. You don't have to send in all 7, but anything that you can send will help. Now, what I can do, since you're going official with the new business, is I can put you into the new in business rate, which would set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And then... I was just going to explain to you that what that will include is not only the first page listing on Google and Bing, but we would program you into some of the popular directories in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Right? So a lot of people don't realize, but that's a different search result altogether. so once we program Elevated Landscaping LLC into the mobile platform, now you'll become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And, you know, as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now, you'll also have a detailed tracking system, which will show you, you know, which clients you're getting, where they're finding you, the keywords that they're using, so everything will be transparent. And do you have a, I see the Yelp page, but other than that, do you have a business Facebook or a website set up or anything like that? As a
Yeah, the website is going to get finalized this week, but I do have a Facebook, I think, set up. Facebook for sure set up.
Okay.
And then Instagram.
Okay, Facebook, Instagram already up. Website.
Nextdoor. There's an app called Nextdoor too, through like the community.
Yeah.
I'm also set up on.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah, Nextdoor, that's like more for the local communities, so I know what that is. So the reason I ask you, Herman, is that because we have that premier partnership with Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So it's pretty cool how it works, because the search engines will actually track what people in your area are searching for. So if they are searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company popping up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, like I was mentioning, so you'll know which clients are coming from Google, which ones are coming from Facebook. You'll know if they use their GPS directions to locate you, which zip codes they're coming from. So everything's very transparent. And, you know, being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure that it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, right? That way you can see how well it works.
Yeah, if I can get on there and we can get onto Google and people to search me, like I said, whether I'm contracted or not, in terms of, like, having it finalized, at least if I can get searched and customers, you know what I mean? Because they go through local slash when you have, like, someone, it's like Edgeless, right, when they have a bid already in place. And
no, thank you for asking that. It's the other side of the coin. So Angie's, what they do is their lead generation, right? So they'll sell that lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it, right? So what we do, and then what they do is when you, you know, contact the lead, then they charge you for it. So they're kind of like a middleman between you and the client, right? But what we do is we promote your company outright on the first page of Google, so people call you directly. So it eliminates that middleman. Plus, it's a flat rate month to month. So right now you have a six-man crew, right? Let's say you grow and expand your business. You're paying that flat rate month to month, whether you get 5 jobs in a month or whether you get 50 jobs in a month. So we don't charge you extra based on the amount of jobs or leads or clicks. We charge you for the optimization and the programming to get you on the first page and to keep you there. And if you're getting set up with Angie Leads, or if you've tried it in the past with the other company, a program like this tends to blow the revenue out of the water out of anything that you can get off of Angie's. And here's why, Herman, is just looking at straight statistics, 87% of consumers, when they conduct a search, they will hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13% left. If you look at Angie's, Thumbtack, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, and you kind of lump those all of those other sources into one, that only leaves 13%. So a program like this puts you, you know, where 9 out of 10 consumers will make their buying decisions, where the high revenue is generated. Now, question. I see that there's already a Google business set up, but it doesn't have the LLC on there. It just says Elevated Landscaping Company. Did you set that up yourself, or did someone else?
Yeah, I set that up because it's going to be Elevated Landscaping LLC, DBA Elevated Landscaping. I'm not gonna promote the LLC on there.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
You don't have to. My thoughts on that are it's a preference. So sometimes we talk to a company that has an Inc. or an LLC and they insist on having it published. And if they want it, it's great. We'll put it there. But my thought is that when somebody sees you on the first page, they're going to be more concerned if you're local and you're credible and honest and fair and you can get the job done rather than if you have an LLC on there, right? So I kind of like what you said and, you know, don't promote it on there actively. But if you do want it on there, I can definitely add it. It's no problem.
Yeah, so I created that one and I believe they were asking me to, they would have to verify, like, again, my business. So I'm not published publicly yet, right?
Okay. So what address did you use? Did you use the virtual address or did you use your home address when you verified that or you tried to verify it?
I think I used my – I might have put the other address, the business one, the one where the office leads at.
Okay. So that business address, since you brought up that you own restaurants and whatnot, is it tied into any other business or is it like a – when you say virtual, is it like a box number or
no,
is it
a, it's an office suite. It's an actual suite. It's small,
okay.
Like 800 square foot location.
And you can receive mail there and everything, right? You got the
yeah.
5-digit PIN code. Okay, so give me that address just so that I have it matching in the system.
But no, actually, I don't have a way to receive mail. I have never received mail there before. So.
Oh, okay. So that could be the problem because Google sometimes, like I said, they want to protect you and make sure that you're a valid business in the area. So what they'll do is they'll send a 5-digit PIN code in the mail, and then once you submit that back to them, then they trust you, and they say, okay, this is a valid business. So if Google's been sending that 5-digit PIN out and for some reason you don't get mail and you haven't received it, that could also be throwing up a red flag. The good news is as a premier partner to Google, we have a support staff on site at Google, so it's very easy for us to get on, you know, online or on the phone with our support staff and find out exactly, you know, do you have to change it to the residence address and then we hide it? Or is there a way that they can do a phone verification instead where they just text you the number? So there's different ways that, you know, Google would be able to do it and we would actually get that all sorted out for you. So all you would have to do is add us as a manager to that page so that we could go in and we could, you know, have access to it so that we can do the programming to get it on the first page. And you have access to do that, right, to add Local Splash as a manager?
Yeah, I should be able to. I mean, I can go in there and do that. Now,
yep.
I can always promote you guys at any time, right?
Correct. Yeah. Even for the business profiles that we create, we make the business the owner of it and we just manage it. So if you ever decide to not work with us in the future, you just go in and you remove it, remove Local Splash
as
manager.
Is there a contract with you guys?
No, it's month to month. So we're performance based, Herman. So we allow you to try the program, track the actual results that you're getting and pay as you go. So if for any reason you ever decide not to continue, all we ask is that you call us 3 business days of your next billing. So since today's the 17th, you would always be billed on the 17th. And if you ever wanted to cancel, of course, you can do that at any time, but just try to make sure that it doesn't pass the 17th because that would prevent the next month's charge. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So what is your last name?
Herrera, H-E-R-R-E-R-A.
And when you said it's Herman like German, is the first letter a G like German,
G,
or is it J? It's a G.
It's
okay.
A G, but it's pronounced Herman.
Herman. Okay, that's beautiful. I love it. And then for the confirmation email, do you want me to use info@elevatedlandscapingcompany.com?
Yeah, that's the email.
Okay, and then this is the phone number you'd like to promote on Google?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is the business address?
Well, my business address is going to be the Highway 74 one. Do you have that there?
I don't have that, so I want to put it in.
Let me give you the business address.
Okay.
California 74, suite R308. That's Lake
R308? Oh, so there's not a 4 in there. R308?
Yep.
Okay, got it. And then... And then Lake Elsinore, is it 92532?
Correct.
Okay, good. Google autofilled it. And I see that that address is hidden on the profile anyway, so we'll keep it as hidden. And then do you have the domain for your web address yet, or are they still working on it?
It's a domain. I bought it already. It's info. I mean, no, it's elevatedlandscapingcompany.com.
I love that you got your business name. That's awesome. Sometimes they're not available when people try, so that's great that you got it. So I don't know how far you're into that process, but I want to let you know that we build Google-compliant websites here also. They charge an extra $400 to put them together. But since you are a new business and you're trying to take the bull by the horns, I can see if we could get it included for you at no extra charge. If you already paid for it with the other, then just keep it as it is and, you know, we'll just promote it the way it is. But if you feel like you want us to include one, I can try to get that authorized for you.
I think we're already working through it halfway through GoDaddy. So
okay.
It's pretty much going to be worked on here.
Okay.
Well, it's not pretty much done, but I have already a person that I got in contact with that's going to help me with it.
Okay.
So I already have an agreement there, but once we have it all, I'll have it sent over to you.
Okay. Yeah, I put the web address in the notes anyway, so everything that they're creating, they'll link that website to it. So that now the website, when it does launch, will get the exposure that it needs to bring you clients. And then as far as securing this or getting this set up for you, did you want to use like a debit or a credit card? What works best?
It would be a debit card.
Okay. And it's your name on the card, Herman, or the company
name? Yeah,
it's
my personal. I would need to update it later because we're opening up the business account too here once I get the LLC back today.
No problem. You can update the billing at any time, but if it's a personal for now, is there a middle name or initial on it, or is it just first and last?
It's first and last name.
Okay. And then what is the billing address? Would that go to your residence then, or?
Yeah, 31644 Boulder Vista Drive, Lake Elsinore, California, 92532.
Boulder Vista Drive, correct?
Yep.
Okay, and it's 31644. Got it. Let me make sure that's it. And it's still 92532?
Correct.
Excellent. Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4833-1602, 4364-0882. And you guys are going to charge us right now?
Yes. Yeah, we have to do the payment up front in order to create the client interview. And then the client interview, I'll schedule that for later today where the technician will call you and go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website that's in progress and getting you placed. And that phone call will take approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes, but we'll schedule that out for later. And then what's the expiration on the card?
1027.
And then the little code on the back?
The code on the back is going to be, one second, let me make sure I can see it here. It's 509.
509. Okay. So what I'm going to do is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create that appointment, like I mentioned, for the client interview. And I want to just let you know, Herman, that some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, it says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Elevated Landscaping Company.
Okay, thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Herman Herrera, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay, and you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, January 17th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
So how much is it going to be after? So it's $299 after, right? Today you just have a $100 setup fee?
Exactly. So it's $398 today because the $99 goes on the first payment. And then moving forward, it's always just $299. And you're grandfathered into that rate where it never goes up, okay?
Okay. So then I will be on the first page of the search technically now, moving forward.
It doesn't happen automatically. First page placement takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, indexing. Oh, do you have to get that or?
No, no, it's fine.
No, okay, good. So because of the extensive programming, what we quote is 30 to 45 days. So you're absolutely going to be on the first page front and center, and this is going to get your phone ringing with new clients, but it does take a little bit of time. Two things that you can do to expedite it, Herman, is number one, don't miss the client interview because sometimes people, you know, they miss it and it gets rescheduled. Things like that will hold up your placement, okay? The second thing is you've already got the verified Google listing, so don't hesitate in adding us as a manager, or if you get a 5-digit PIN code in the mail or anything like that, just let us know right away so that we can submit it to Google. So
okay.
As long as you do those two things, you're probably going to get results even a lot quicker. And the Facebook ads, they're going to launch very quickly within under 2 weeks. So I always tell people that, of course, you'll see activity within your first month because we start the programming right away. However, it is...
Sorry, give me 2 seconds here. Sorry.
Yep.
All right, sorry about that. I brought my card to the...
you had to what? I'm sorry.
I'm here. I had to bring my car to the dealership to get a service.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's always fun times, right?
Yeah. So as long as we're building up. So technically, because obviously I'm going to make it clear. So if I'm paying right now is really to build up this business to be able to get a stronger. You know, over time, right? I get it. This is not going to generate leads tomorrow, right? But what
exactly.
This is going to just, it's going to give me like more of that performance, the ability to be able to be set up in the long term, as a more established company, right?
Exactly. Because if you search, for instance, let me just do it right now and see what it's showing. If you search landscaping for Lake Elsinore on Google, Google shows right under that one keyword that there's a results number, and it's showing 3,140,000 results. Now, you and I both know that there's not 3,140,000 landscaping companies in Lake Elsinore, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Google is pulling data from that area, all the surrounding areas, over 20 years worth of data, anybody that's ever gone on and created a Google business profile. So without a program like this, no one's going to search through 3 million plus links and efforts to try to find you, right? Statistically speaking, 87% of consumers will hire off of page one, but yet less than 1% will click to page two. And I think that that's because we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, people do a search, they see the company is local and credible, and then they hire them. It's as simple as that, right? So with our service, we ensure that you're on the first page of the search results in a spotlight position 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks. And that's the beauty of this is, you know, we're putting you front and center where you can capture that business of the active searches that are being done for the services that you provide. Okay. Now, with that being said, I got an error message on the card. It declined. Is there a different card that you'd like to use, or do you need to transfer funds or something and have us process it later?
Let me see. No. Let me pull up right now. Let me see. Mm-hmm. I don't use this account because this is one I was using for the business, but
okay.
Okay, go ahead and do it again now. Just like
okay, let's try to process it again. Let's just see if we can get the green light now. Not yet. It's still declined, but sometimes, I don't know if you just made a transfer, sometimes it takes a few minutes. I had a lady, she calls me every month, and she calls me from the bank. She's like, Tina, I just deposited cash, so can you process my payment now? And then I'll process it, and it'll decline. And then we talk for like 15 minutes or so, and she'll be like, try it again, and then it goes through. So I don't know if you think that that's the case, I can wait and process it again in, you know, 10 or 15 minutes. If not, I don't mind if you wanted to use a different card.
No, we can. I mean, it should be all clear there.
Okay, so that's probably it. Just takes a little bit of time. Okay, so while I do that, let me schedule the client interview. Like I said before, that's going to take about 20, maybe 30 minutes. And today, the only window of opportunity that we have is at 10 o'clock. If that doesn't work, we can see what's open tomorrow. Would that work for the client interview?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what I'm going to do, Herman, is I'm going to block out an hour from 10 to 11 o'clock Pacific, and that's just in case the technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 10:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, I'm going to send you that added email that will have you add Local Splash as a manager. And then once the payment goes through, you're going to get the email that gives you the 7 different items needed for the Google verification. So, you know, like I said, you don't have to send over everything. Just kind of send whatever you can, and that will be helpful. So let me get this over. Okay, good. And then, let me see how much time has gone by. I want to make sure. I'll give it at least 5 minutes until I process again. So I tried at 8:59, so I'll wait till like 9:04 before I process it again. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, just to give it a little bit of time for the bank to do its thing. And then, let's see here. Once the payment goes through, you're going to get an email that says, your initial invoice, and that will trigger a text that says thank you for choosing Local Splash. There's going to be a link in both the email and the text for you to go in and accept the subscription terms, and it's very important that you do that because I gave you special pricing that is not available to the general public. So once you do that, it will grandfather you into that rate and ensure that it never goes up. So, and you'll see that coming through momentarily. So I think you're good to go. I'll try it again, you know, in 5 or 10 minutes and make sure that we get the payment to process. If for some reason it doesn't, I'll reach out to you again and we could talk about another plan. But for right now, I think you're good to go. And then lastly, what I'll do, Hermaine, is I'll text you my direct line. My name is Tina and I'm at extension 777. So moving forward, if you ever call in and you need an update or a billing question or anything regarding your account, you can use the same phone number that I just texted you and just hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. And then if you want to talk to me directly, you just put in my extension, which is 777, and once you do that, it'll ring to my desk. And we're available Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So you are all good to go. Welcome aboard. I'm so glad that it worked out for you. And then, in the next 4 weeks or so, when everything does become official, there's another program that's available in your area called Google Guaranteed. Have you heard of the Google Guaranteed?
No.
Okay. Yes. It's brand new. It's not available in all areas or all industries, but I looked for landscaper and I put in your zip code and it is available for you. So it would be premature to get started on it right now because Google will require that you pass a background check, but also that you have at least 5-star ratings on your Google business page. So start working on that, and then in the future, I'll send you an email that gives you a little bit more information on the Google Guaranteed program, and then that way, in the future, I'll probably call you back in like a month or so, and I can give you some pricing and whatnot for that program, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Oh, I just tried it again, and I still got the same message. So the account that you're wanting to use is the one that ends in 0882, right?
Yeah, but let me make sure I give you, because there's plenty of funds in it. So there's the funds are not the issue. I don't know what's the amount you're taking out again?
$398.
Give me 1 second here.
Yeah, maybe the bank just wants you to authorize it or something. Who knows?
Okay. Try it now.
Okay, try it now.
Let's see if it works now.
Okay. I think it might be because it's processing and it's taking a little longer. When it declines, it just shows me right away, and then once the thing starts spinning. Okay, yeah. Okay, good. We got the green light for you now. So that's good. So you're going to get that text I was talking about in just a second to do the e-signature, and then let me just see here. I'm waiting to make sure that the system sends it. If not, I'll manually send it. Oh, good. Okay, good. The system sent the email already, and then that will trigger the text.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says thank you for choosing Local Splash. It's super simple. It takes 2 seconds. You just click on the link, scroll all the way to the bottom. There's going to be 2 boxes that you have to check to show that you're authorized and to show that you receive text messages. And then you just plug your name in and hit confirm signature. Once you do that, it's going to ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided for you after the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in. And then that's also a sign for you on your end that it went through. When you see that username and password, then that means everything went through. So.
Okay. So
and then,
this is waiting for this to download.
That's okay. I'm refreshing on this end, too, to make sure that you get that mailer with the different items needed for the verification. And since that hasn't been sent yet, I'm going to send it manually. So if you get another duplicate email of this, you know, later down the road, that just means that the system caught up and sent it. But you'll have the email that will show you the different items that, you know, you might want to send over for the verification. What made you want to get a Mercedes Sprinter for the business? I think that that's such a cool idea. I don't think I've seen that before for a landscaping company.
You just carry, you know, it's for me, you get to carry a lot of things. When you have trucks and trailers.
Yeah.
Right? The first thing, you know, I just thought the Sprinter van was, I mean, the 2500, the biggest one. It's, you create racks in there, you can have it so you can walk into it and, you know, you're not hauling something, so you can just jump right into something and just be able to, because normally everyone has trailers.
Yeah, and the open trailers, and then you see all the equipment on the outside, right?
Yep, so in this case, you don't know what's in this inside of this equipment, this trailer, this van, but it's an all-in-one. It's easier to get around. You have to worry about cargo and latching the trailer, unlatching it. You take up much more space. Here it's quicker to maneuver, get around. And, you know, get to point A to point B to, you know, leave material for employee for the team. So
I love it. Yeah, there's so much neat things you can do with those, because my son, he does sometimes security and transportation. And so sometimes he drives a Mercedes Sprinter, but it's more for like luxury people that want to go out on the town or what have you, and they want something more than an Uber. They have those Mercedes Sprinters that are all decked out inside, you know, and people, you know, use them for transportation. And he's done a lot of like really cool events in them, but I never thought about using one for landscaping. That's great. And something like that will last you forever, it sounds like, too. And you're getting it wrapped to help brand the business. That's very cool.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's a lot of that. So it helps out a lot. So.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah, we're stoked about it. Let me see here, my locals. Do you want me to click on the link on the dashboard, right?
Are you in the email or are you in the text?
So if I'm in the email.
Mm-hmm. Does it say your initial invoice? The title of the email? Because you might have gotten a couple of emails.
Okay, so Herman, thank you for choosing Local Spell. We sent you a copy of your invoice.
Yep.
Okay, please click
that's
here.
Mm-hmm. Click here, and then that's the page that will open up to Local Splash Terms of Experience. And then once it does, you just have to scroll to the bottom and check those two boxes.
Okay. What about my username and password? I don't have that yet.
Oh, no. That's going to be provided after the client interview. But if it's asking you for that, then that's a good thing. That means that the e-signature went through. So
yeah,
I'll send you the username and password now. They always say they want to send it after the client interview just because if you go on the dashboard right now, you're not going to see much yet because the account was just created, right? But I'll send it to you now just so that you have it, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're good to go. Welcome aboard, and then stand by because the technician will be calling you within an hour or so, okay?
Okay.
All right, have a great rest of your week, Herman.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.